The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Five-hour energy. Yo. When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some. I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding now. 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
First down and goal at the Eagle 6. Tailback is Dowdle. It's Elliott. Hand off to Elliott. He fumbled the ball in the end zone, and it's recovered by the Eagles.
Wow.
For a touchback.
Brad Schamm, Babe Laufenberg with the call of another, home embarrassment here on DFW Sports Station. Good morning, Metroplex, and happy Veterans Day. I thought that the roads were going to be empty.
Oh.
They're not.
No. That was the most traffic I've ever seen at 5 a.m. That was.
Right?
Yeah. That was quite. It didn't take me much longer to get here, but I was weaving. I don't sit behind, but I was weaving around, and I was the idiot today that changed lanes to just to change right back.
Oh, you were that guy, yeah. The Office Space guy.
Yeah, just completely go. I was like, all right, I got to get away from these idiots.
Well, happy Veterans Day, and thank you to everyone that served. You know our show motto, Misery Loves Company, so we are glad you are out there on the roads with us as the Dallas Cowboys are a laughing stock yet again, especially at home with the beatdown against Filthy Bobby. What was it like in the stadium? When did they start filing out? There was an overhead shot, and Amanda's like, oh, why do they have to show that? Why do they have to do the home crowd like that as they were filing out? And then you were talking about the Miller Lite Club for the post being as empty as you can ever remember.
Yeah, the home crowd, first off, that's a generous way to call what felt like a 50-50 Eagles crowd yesterday. I was taking the elevator downstairs at one point, and Chris Wells, our buddy who has come out to the Firehouse tours before and runs the elevator there at AT&T Stadium, who's like, yeah, usually I'd say, you know, you're going to have a load of people in here. He's like, but it's felt like every time since the third quarter the doors have opened, it's been full. So he's like, people have been just departing early today. But, yeah, Miller Lite Club was, after a loss, obviously people who pay a lot of money and hang out down in the Miller Lite Club and have access to those, even after a loss, they generally hang around and they're having drinks and hanging out and socializing. It was as empty postgame as I've ever seen. It was probably, I don't know. I mean, I felt like for the first time ever, I could stand up on a chair and probably do a head count manually of how many people were in there.
And you felt inspired to go live on Instagram last night where you just worked up?
I was just worked up. I just, you know, I had seen enough. I had seen enough of Cooper
At what
Rush.
Point did you hit record? At what point in the game?
It was right after they brought Trey in to do a handoff just to bring Cooper right back in to throw a 2-yard pass on 2nd and 16.
My gosh.
It was at that moment. I was like, oh, I gotta say something about this. Because I was getting it didn't do anything for me.
What's
right?
your
that,
point?
That whole thing, the whole at that point, play Trey. Play Trey Lance at that point.
That was an embarrassing sequence.
It was. It really was.
The offense was embarrassing. Cooper Rush was putrid. Mike McCarthy. I thought of Jesse Holly for a second yesterday because Jesse has always said that the offensive play calling changed when Jason Garrett took over. He's convinced of it. You'll never be able to talk him out of it. And I was just thinking, like, is Mike McCarthy The play calling was so terrible. It was so putrid. It was so unexplainable and inexplicable. If they had Brian Schottenheimer take over the plays like Broadus was suggesting in the post game that you heard right here on the Snacks, it would not surprise me if we had a totally different offense and it looked like Mike, and we found out Mike with a Jesse Holly type accusation was holding something back. That's the only thing I can think of.
Mike was sabotaging himself to get out of here.
Yeah, I could see that.
For 2.5 yards a play. 2.5 yards a play offensively. Wow. Then you have the Trey Lance joke that became where they were trying to show off a fancy package for Trey. The Zeke fumble, many argued, I think including Bobby, that was the moment where they lost the game. And then CeeDee Lamb, Jerry Jones, the son, and everything afterwards. What a mess.
I love that the unique schematic package they had for Trey Lance was a read option. I love that it was...
That whole move and everything, it felt so Stone Age. It felt so old. It felt like, all right, let's just get this check off the list to appease Jerry because he's been going on KMC Masterpiece. He briefly mentioned it to us. I'm sure he's been telling all of his friends. No, there's going to be some Trey Lance action. Mike McCarthy not happy with Tracy Wolfson interviewing him about that, coming out for the third quarter after halftime. The whole thing just felt embarrassing. It felt off. It felt old. And it's, all right, now we're just going to go right back to Cooper Rush. And that moment right there, Bobby, just gave me all the icks. It made my skin crawl. It really did.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't understand what it was that their philosophy was yesterday. The lowest air yards per completion in the NFL yesterday was Cooper Rush at 0.9 air yards per completion, which is way below anybody else.
You talking about for the week or the season?
For the week. It may be the lowest for the season, but that was just at least for the week. But he also, yesterday, there were still like six, everything was either behind the line of scrimmage or then he threw six passes that were 30 yards down the field. And he didn't complete any of them. I think he was 0-for-7 yesterday on things over 10 yards. But just some of the play calling was bizarre. And the random swap in Trey Lance, they think, oh, this is it. Cooper Rush to the bench. And then it's like, oh, nope, he's coming right back out. Oh, nope, he's going back out now. This will actually be next drive will be when Trey Lance takes over. It just seems like a team that for all the time they had to think about this and all the talk of like, well, we're so prepared for this situation given – you know, we've had to play Cooper Rush before and we know what to expect and everything else. It felt like a team that was completely unprepared and was like, we don't know what to do now that Dak's out. We don't know how to structure any of this.
Todd Archer with the note that everyone is using. The Cowboys, RJ, have been outscored by 94 points at home this season. The sixth worst mark by any team through four games in the Super Bowl era and 20 points worse than any team during that time since 1966. All the home games, they have been down by at least 20 points going back to the Green Bay playoff game.
It's depressing.
There's a list of things for this season that will probably never happen again in terms of all-time bad that they're setting. Their play at home, some of the rush yards given up. I'm just going off the top of my head. I haven't even started to make that depressing list. The offense yesterday with 2.5 yards per attempt. The margins of loss, there are things happening within this season. It's not just one all-time bad thing. There's multiple. There's a laundry list of it. And it feels like, really, Jerry Jones is out there by himself trying to hold it together. It feels like Jerry Jones' optimism, glass half full, is out there by himself. He's the only one. He's the only one still at the bar drinking. Everyone else is in the valet waiting for their car to pick him up.
You know, I don't really know who to feel worse for. Like, the fans who, you know, watch the game because they can't necessarily afford to go to the games, or the fans that have already spent their money on season tickets.
Yeah.
And, like, they probably have money, but that money's gone. Like, they can't. They're stuck. The fans at home can just turn the game off. They can just turn it. The ones that pay to go to the game, you're not leaving. I mean, you might leave, like, late in the third quarter or whatever, but you're still going to go. Like, you got to feel the fans are just taking it on the chin this year.
I had a friend, a listener to the show, Jason Kippa, messaged me over the weekend, said that he was trying to offload his Cowboys tickets, and eventually he just had to give them away because they weren't selling.
And that's the thing. You're like, well, stop filling the seats, Well, you're going to sell those tickets to someone else who wants to sit in the seat.
Yeah, I mean, there's people that haven't gone to a game. I mean, you saw the video yesterday when the doors opened up, everyone sprinted. They all and it happens every game. There's a video every game of the fans when they first open the gates and they just sprint to the party pass area. Like those seats, people would love to go to those games.
Shout out to the early morning Tolos. Eric Chiafalo is up tweeting. We have Lane. We have the great Jay Ochoa, Steven. And I appreciate the sentiment from those saying, in years past, we would turn it off and not listen to any coverage. But let's make fun of them and mock them together. It's no longer misery. It's a little sick enjoyment. And yesterday, after what they did with Trey Lance in for a couple plays and then back and forth, I finally tweeted out, and I'm doing this every single week. All right, pour it on. I'm ready. I am ready for Philadelphia to go ahead and pour it on. Let Kellen Moore get into his bag of tricks and make this as ugly as possible for Jerry Jones to be as uncomfortable as possible, like he was in the post game when he was asked, is this the most frustrated you've been with this team?
Well, I'm frustrated like everybody else is, but since I had a lot to do with what we're seeing, then it's the proper frustration as far as I'm concerned that we're just not playing in a way, especially when you play a team that is the caliber of teams that we're playing out here. And Philadelphia is a high caliber team, and we're not up to them, and that's troubling. And we've got to look at all the things that have happened, but I'll just say this right now, 5 turnovers over the last 2 games. And I don't know what we're drinking in the third quarter as we come out, but it's not working.
The minus 46-point differential in the third quarter, worse than the NFL, got even worse yesterday. They were outscored 14-0. Jim Nantz is like, mercifully, this third quarter is coming to an end. They couldn't get to the promotion of Chiefs-Bills fast enough or enough times. That's all they wanted to get to in the fourth quarter. I wonder if there's a point where Nantz, Romo, Tom Brady, Burkhart, they go to their executives. Yesterday, everyone was begging for TV executives to get the Cowboys out of their standalone setup. Don't leave them in prime time. Don't leave them as your big afternoon game. All noon kickoffs, please. We beg of you.
We all joke about the Corey Majors drop of, are you embarrassed?
Yeah.
But like, there does reach a point where I was sitting there last night talking to someone. I was like, at what point does this embarrass him so bad that he, like, something just has to be shaken up? And at what point, and it doesn't even have to be this year, but I wonder if in his head he's thinking, like, something's got to change this offseason. Like, I got to rattle cages. I got to do something different.
Well, it is going to change this offseason. Yeah.
Not just with the head coach. I mean, like a mass change.
He's going to fire himself?
I'm talking about, like, overhauling an entire staff and just purging certain, like, players and say, no, we need to reset here. We need to do this. Archer had the note yesterday, too. This was the other note he had yesterday. For the first time in NFL history, a team has trailed by 20 or more points in 5 straight home games, including the playoffs. Cowboys are the first team in history to do that. That's pathetic. Doesn't that upset you? Like, if you're Jerry Jones,
he is pissed.
What have I done? And to his credit, he said there, like, I'm responsible for a lot of what I put out
there. He's been trying, I think, since our incident, yep, to take a little bit more ownership, mm-hmm, where people are blaming him and pointing the finger. He's trying to throw himself under one of the tires.
He's trying. And look, I mean, but he's at the end of the day.
Then the sun comes
up. He's still going to be the GM in name, whatever. He's still going to run the organization the same way they do. And they don't have a ton of cap room next year. So it's not going to spend.
Is this rock bottom?
No, but you could see it from here. You could see it from where you are. Rock bottom might be getting embarrassed by an in-state Houston team. That might tick Jerry off more than this.
Rock bottom might be 3 weeks from now.
Giants.
If you lose to the Giants at home on Thanksgiving, that might... That would be the time where, no matter what Jerry has said about, I'll never do this or I'll never do that again, that might be the time where he says, I'm blowing people out in the middle of the season. I'm not doing this.
Let's hear from the DMW, the dead man walking, Mike McCarthy, on what that was.
You know, the 15 play drive and then turning the ball over, you know, that was definitely a gut shot for us. But, you know, that's the game that I was trying to play. You know, we had some shots down the field. But, yeah, we didn't run it good enough, and we obviously didn't pass protect good enough. We didn't throw good enough. I didn't call plays good enough. But, you know, I'm not going to sugarcoat this. You can't win not taking care of the damn ball. I mean, that's – you can't sugarcoat that anyway. Five turnovers, it's just – it's unacceptable.
And then Zeke goes out for the very next carry.
Look.
The very next
accountability,
carry.
People.
It's funny. It's
Rico had 50 in the first half. He ended up with 53.
It's funny because the same. So we had a flag football game on Saturday night, and Julian drops a pass right in his hands, fourth down. Very next play, they went right back to him. That's what good coaching is, right? You go right back to
him. Well, if they're a good player and someone who
Zeke's different. Zeke is. I mean, he's a washed guy, right? He's a washed guy. Yeah. So like that's. That's what you want. You want that kind of leadership from your team, from whatever, from coaching. But Zeke's the wrong guy to do that with.
What's the more in his second year, third year, fourth year? Yes.
Yeah.
You're our guy. You're the bell cow.
Absolutely.
We're going to go right back. What's the more laughable stat? 5 turnovers, 6 points, or having more plays than passing yards? 48-46. 6 versus 5.
Oh, more plays than passing yards. That's bad. That's bad. You should be able to luck your way into 100 passing yards in every NFL game.
Oh yeah, no. This is I looked it up last night. This is the second time in NFL history that a team's completed at least 17 passes and finished with fewer than 50 net passing yards. The other time was 3 weeks ago by the Giants, also against the Eagles. So maybe the Eagles are the best defense of all time is what we're looking at.
We got to start keeping a running list of these. It's going to be a long. I thought my list of House of Cards problems for this team throughout the year was going to be long. All-time bad records that they have set is at least twice as long. Let's get to Star Down. Star Down. Brought to you by Crown Royal, the official whiskey of the NFL. Star up, star down. If you have any positive, it's your Cowboys report card at 877-881-1053 next.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first 3 orders. Service fees and terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Pistol formation as the Cowboys start at the 20, coming left to right. Dowdle behind Rush, who bobbles the snap. Scrum for it. Eagles got it. Cooper Rush bobbled the snap, and Milton Williams, the defensive end, beat him to the ball.
We have 700 watching on the YouTube, fan cam, and Twitch. I suggest that number get to 800.
Yeah.
Because RJ Choppy has just taken over the 6 a.m. club with a little prop that he was saving that I did not see to kick off the show. He's wearing it now for Star Up, Star Down, brought to you by Crown Royal, the official whiskey of the NFL. Let's see how much that blocks your sound quality.
It's a good question. Is it blocking it at all?
I think it's a little. I think it's pretty. It's good enough.
Okay, good, because I can't see the microphone. I don't know if it's in front of my mouth or not. But there we go.
Where did you get that, and when did you decide to be inspired to wear it?
Well, last night watching the game, and you know, I saw on social media like
now you've worn like two types of bags in the last couple of weeks, Halloween and now this.
That's right, absolutely, the Halloween trash bag, of course, and then this one. But yeah, I was like looking for I was looking for the bag last night, and I was like, we don't have any of these things. I had to find one. I finally I was digging through the pantry trying to find a bag, but. You know, I just don't have a slogan. I can't put ain'ts. That doesn't work, right?
Yeah.
They're not the Saints. I need a slogan to write on the paper bag, but this is about where we are.
This is a big jump from two, because we all know how much he hates masks. So for him to put that on, goodness, that's a big deal for him.
Plus, I've got to pick my nose right now, and it's hard to do.
RJ Choppy with the paper bag over the face, and we saw a few more of those at home with a sell Jerry, and that got back to him. Woo! Things would get even worse Tuesday mornings at 8:30, but RJ Choppy did you just take the sip of the coffee?
No, it was I tried to.
Yeah.
Didn't work.
Muscle memory. All right. So there's RJ representing. Let's see how long he can go with that. Y'all get some screenshots and send it to us so we can send it back out on social media. RJ Choppy representing the feeling of the Cowboy fans with a brown paper bag over the dome. Star down. Star down. And I'll start with the highlight there that you heard on this radio station. If you listened to it live yesterday, Cooper Rush. The fumbled snap to start off with out of the shotgun. Eagles ball on the 17-yard line. He was high to Tolbert, 3rd and 10. He skipped one to Hunter Lipke. At one point, he was 8 of 17 for 36 yards. 0 for 5 on passes over 10 yards. Bobby had the note that CeeDee Lamb had 13 yards on 7 targets in the first half. Cooper then, 10 of 19 for 38. 2 yards per attempt. Did you find the note on whether that was the worst in the league this season?
It is. The completed air yards per attempt was 0.9 yards, and that is the worst figure in the NFL by about half a yard.
He underthrew CeeDee Lamb, and he had Slay beat in the third quarter. The stats, courtesy of Bobby Belt, on 10-plus air yards for Cooper Rush yesterday. 0 for 6, 0 for 9 with the air yards, 7 for 10 negative air yards, 5 for 6. These are the hideous, ugly numbers that came out of the right arm of Cooper Rush. Yeah. And Choppy texted the group yesterday and said, I don't remember him being this bad a couple of years ago, because he wasn't. The Cowboys weren't winning 4 or 5 games by throwing for 50 or 60 yards. Now, you weren't getting any 300s in there, but you had games over 200 yards for Cooper. He was not just someone that was breathing with a pulse out there to take the snaps. He made a couple of plays in every single game, and none of that came close to even happening yesterday.
There are two kinds of backups.
You just hear him talk through that bag.
You have the backups that manage the game.
You just got the YouTube to jump by 220 people. We're almost at 1,000. Started the segment at 700.
See how long I can go with this. You can't. You have quarterbacks that are backups that manage the game, and then ones that cost you the game. Like that you just can't do anything with.
Yeah.
Cooper was somebody that could manage the game.
Yep.
2 years ago, yesterday. You couldn't do anything with him. Not only, like, it's like he had never thrown a football before. Like, he didn't warm up. I mean, he was skipping rocks. He was out there like Donovan McNabb, late Donovan, like Washington Commanders Donovan, where he's out there just skipping it everywhere. Like, none of those passes were even remotely. Those are non-competitive passes.
Cooper, what the heck was that, dude?
Yeah, just didn't play well enough. We ran it well in the first half. We just didn't capitalize sometimes down there in the red zone. A couple good long drives. Defense gets a turnover, and we don't capitalize. And, it can snowball fast when you don't take care of the ball as well. You know, like you said earlier, spotted them one early in the first quarter. and then going in the end zone. So turnovers will always kill you, and you know, we had a chance with the defense playing well and to overcome those come out of the halftime, and we just didn't.
No, he sounds exactly like he played lifeless and asleep. During the four-game winning streak in 2022, he did not turn it over once with interceptions. He threw for 235, 215, 223, and then 102 before losing to Filthy with 181 yards and three interceptions.
Yeah, the raw QBR yesterday was the second worst in the NFL. Not the worst. The worst was Mac Jones. But Cooper Rush's raw QBR yesterday was 14.9, which is just brutal. I mean, it was an awful performance from Cooper Rush. He couldn't do anything in terms of completely inaccurate. I think it was the first third down throw he had where you saw, all right, there's the lack of arm strength. He just couldn't get the ball to CeeDee Lamb. And there were a couple different times where you saw, all right, he's having trouble getting the ball there. But, I mean, this is maybe what you'd expect it would look like, where even with Dak in there, they looked as awful as they did. You put Cooper Rush in there, and it's going to look worse. It's just, man, the decision to start Rush looks really bad right now.
Well, yeah, it does after the game, but I would fight anyone for the purposes of trying to win a couple of games until you're right. Totally, completely out of it. 4-1 has to count for something a couple of years ago.
Sure.
It has to count for something. Start Cooper Rush. But my next star down is for Mike McCarthy and his offense and his play calling.
First down now from the 42. Almost messed up the handoff. Lance pulls it back. The ball is caught by Ferguson and fumbled. Picked up by the Eagles and run down the left sideline by Blankenship.
All right. Now for the play calling for Big Mike. CeeDee Lamb screens, that freaking reverse to Lamb that they act like no one has seen on tape.
They do it every week.
My God, the same thing. Run some type of action off of it. Or at least Bones Fossil said, all right, maybe we'll do something different with Turpin and these fake reverses.
Do
maybe
a pass.
We'll do something. Just do something different. Rico on third and goal. That had the AT&T Stadium crowd pissed off. No gain of 8 first, the first 19 plays, 47 yards, no gain of 8 or more yards. Nance kept saying that. Again, your first 19 plays, 47 yards, no gain of 8 or more. And then, nothing was worse than opening the third quarter and the two straight back-to-back plays to Rico and Tolbert. Two throws for 2 yards. Well short of the sticks, not even trying to get close to the first down marker. And it felt like an absolute give up. It felt like an absolute give up right there. Like Mike McCarthy's trying to make Cooper Rush it like he is. I'm not accusing him. But it's so bad. It's like he's trying to make Cooper's numbers so terrible that other evaluators throughout the league give him a head coaching opportunity after this to say, well, you didn't have your starter. I mean, this is how bad the drop-off is.
Yeah, you won 12 games 3 years in a row, then everything went to hell this 1 year, and you lose your quarterback, and
chaos.
You're back and it's so bad.
Yes.
I just don't understand.
I didn't think his play calling, I didn't think I could be more critical of McCarthy after last week. I think this was worse. I think this was worse in terms of what they were trying to do out there.
Yeah, I mean,
then to not even want to dial it up a little bit more with Kellen on the other side, like that straight up one-on-one matchup on the other side. No, he dialed it back.
Look, I mean, you know,
and I don't get into. I'm sorry, I'm keep interrupting. My mind is just it's
you're
frazzled.
Blown away.
I'm blown away. I don't even remember what I was going
to
say.
You know, that actually, if he is like trying to look worse, that actually would be next level. That would be next level sabotage. You don't actually see that ever happening. Like, I'm going to look so bad that people are going to give me pity jobs.
I remember what I was going to say. I don't really get into play calling and criticizing and all that stuff. You know, I'm not going to pretend to be X's and O's guy and break things down of this is the zone coverage and zero blitz and this is what they're seeing. And then people playing cover zero, people going in playing too deep. I don't try to act like I'm seeing all that stuff. I rely on our scouts, especially after watching the film, like post-hot clarity tomorrow at 7:20. But there are some times where it's so obvious and it jumps off the screen or jumps through the radio. That was how bad that was yesterday for McCarthy and his offense.
It was brutal because it didn't look like you were having trouble running the ball. Like, it looked like you actually could have gotten the ground game going. And they moved away from that really quickly. And even in a game where, I mean, what? This was technically still a one-possession game going into halftime. Because, I mean, obviously with a two-point conversion. But it's 14-6 at halftime. don't tell me about all these circumstances where you can't run the ball because you got these blocks. You were moving the ball somewhat effectively with Rico Dowdle early yesterday, and you decided, all right, you know what? Let's get away from that. Let's try these, you know, negative 6-yard screen passes, and let's try random 30-yard shots down the field every 5 or 6 throws. It was just brutal.
They were running it so well with Rico. They had a 3rd-and-goal run from the 3.
That was that. I lost my mind.
The Micah Force fumble. I think you have 1st-and-goal on the 6. Yeah. I get look at RJ's eyes are up to over 1,000 now on Twitch and YouTube. But Choppy, they ran that 3rd-and-goal from the 3, and Arlington lost their minds out there.
I mean, I don't know how you didn't lose your mind on that one. I mean, that was absurd. 3rd-and-goal that you have to score a touchdown. I mean, what do you? You don't have. If you had Derrick Henry, that's a bad play. If you had Derrick Henry, it's a bad play. There's a million things you could do there from 3rd-and-3, including use Trey Lance and get his legs rolling.
Bam! I wrote that down in parentheses. I wrote that down. I'm like, Trey Lance, like,
it's
run him.
Add a dimension.
Do something.
I mean, that felt like a time where, okay, you can run the Trey Lance package there, not randomly bring him in to hand off the ball on 1st down in the 3rd quarter and then go put Cooper back in. I have no idea what their thought process was yesterday. Like I said, it didn't even feel like they had a game plan. It felt like they got in there and just went, what do you want to do now? What do you want to do here? Where do we move things now? And they just looked wholly unprepared.
Record your messages of hatred on the Odyssey app. We're going to take phone calls at some point in time. Normally it's at 6:40. Well, we had so much other chaos afterwards. We have to play that for you before you get in your calls of disgust, including CeeDee Lamb, Jerry Jones on the Sun. CeeDee may need to wear what RJ is in order to protect himself from the Sun. And Micah Parsons, did he absolutely roll the Cowboy bus over Mike McCarthy? Back and forth, K-Twiz, Peyton Russell, Steve Pellegrino, Davey Boy, they all have the shots on X of RJ representing all Cowboy fans. Right now, we continue with Star Down, and the Cowboy audio that made things even worse next on 105.3 The Fan.
Okay, tush push. It's what they do. And Hurts has his 9th touchdown of the year. Sneaking right up the middle. Touchdown, Philadelphia. The Cowboys, by the way, have 3 rushing touchdowns for the year. Jalen Hurts now has 9.
Oh! Brad Sham with the call. That made it 7-0. And it was actually 7-3 after the 1st quarter. Good morning, Metroplex. Happy Veterans Day. Thanks to all of you, as the commercial just said here from DFW Sports Station. I'm Sean Sharif alongside RJ Choppy, Cowboys insider Bobby Belt. We got Peyton and Caitlin in the back. I think we're just going to unleash full calls at like 7:20. I hog Star Down last segment, brought to you by Crown Royal. The other guys got to get in their insults. Then we got to play for you what happened with Micah Parsons and Mike McCarthy after the game, Jerry Jones, CeeDee Lamb, and the Sun. That will come up at 7. And then I think we'll go all calls, Odyssey app messages at 7:20 with a giveaway. That's all our right. way. We got to try to bribe you.
Hopefully it's not Cowboy tickets.
That's our way to try to keep you around at 7:20. Pay. I was text Peyton Russell off the side, trying to gauge the anger level, the calls, the YouTube viewers last night of the post game. How was it?
The callers, I mean, just a lot of the same. They're depressed. They're over the fact that this team continues to suck week after week. I mean, it looked like a preseason game out there yesterday. It really did. I mean, people were going after Jerry's job, McCarthy. You actually had one caller, I think, back McCarthy up, saying, you know what, I don't think he's the problem, which kind of blew my mind. But, you know, people were fed up with Cooper Rush, and they really want to see Trey Lance the majority of the time, I believe. After the first few drives, it was Trey Lance season.
Are you retiring the paper bag?
Well, not yet. I got a little dizzy. Looking through the eye holes, I was getting cross-eyed pretty bad. So I'm going to be very judicious with this thing this year, or this week, today. Right.
Well, it boosted our numbers at 6:20, so thank you for that. Choppy, Star Up, Star Down, brought to you by Crown Royal, the official whiskey of the NFL.
Well, I mean, I'll be honest with you. Like, the biggest star down to me is the lack of use in, not even a big star down, the lack of faith at times that they would go to Rico. You know,
You want them to run the ball more? You wanted more Rico?
Yeah. I mean, compared to Cooper Rush, I mean, he was your best offensive weapon at times.
Yeah, I mean, I guess if you're going to throw the ball, you know,
into the dirt,
short of the line of scrimmage every single time, you might as well just hand it off too.
The problem is everything starts with the quarterback, regardless of what the game is, but even more so when the quarterback's playing bad. Like, literally, you can't do anything else. Mike can't call the right plays when the quarterback stinks. The receivers can't get any separation downfield. They're not going to be able to get any balls downfield because the quarterback isn't able to put the ball on their body. The only thing they were able to do the entire day, it seemed like, was run the football. Yeah. That was the only thing they were able to do.
Offensively, yeah, that was it.
So we're going to go star up for Rico?
Yes.
Yeah, I'll go star up for Rico.
Yeah, me too.
There's maybe Rico three star ups in the entire game, and he's one of them.
Rico, the Diggs interception, that was old Trayvon Ballhawk. That was freaking impressive. Jalen Hurts' first interception in his last six games. That was followed by what I wrote down as stinky and boring. It was a stinky and boring offensive series that ended with a 39 CeeDee Lamb screen. I got to get the screen stats on this team, if that's out there as such a thing. It's probably going to be, you know, horizontal yards of the line of scrimmage or 1 yard behind. How many screens is this team now throwing? Micah Parsons was a force. He had the forced fumble. Mm-hmm. After Zeke's return,
overshown.
Leofau fell on it. Of course, they only got a field goal out of it. That was the first and goal at the six with a Zeke carry after he had fumbled it. And a lot of people were saying, because Micah's out there, that now leaves DeMarvion Overshown to have his star ups. I forgot about Parsons' return watching Overshown early on. He got stiff armed by Saquon, but he set up a Philly 3rd and 33. And then another Philly 3rd and 17 with the way he played.
Yeah, I mean, look, I thought actually defensively in the first half, a lot of guys were star ups and were competing at a high level, and they were generating pass rush, and they were covering pretty well. Jalen Hurts, I think, on his first five dropbacks, couldn't get a pass attempt off because he either got sacked or he had to scramble or something. Like, they were covering well early on in this game. And then the biggest star down of the game that's not on offense happened, and that's Kalen Carson. Oh. Holy cow, Kalen Carson was terrible in this football game. He had two penalties. He had a defensive holding. He had an illegal contact. He was targeted 8 times, 6 receptions allowed, 111 yards. And it felt like Jalen Hurts was going to the line of scrimmage and just calling the play there to go, where's Carson? Where's 21? All right, there he is. Just, you know, run a slant. Run a post. Just run something on him, and I'm going to get you the ball. And Carson getting benched in the third quarter. Like, I mean, it was, I don't know if it showed up on TV this way. It was Mike Zimmer just calling him over and be like, get over here, you sit down. Like, Mukwam was going in.
It's weird who they decide to bench and who they decide not to.
Man, you had to bench him, though.
No, I know. And I don't have a problem with that. I'm just saying, like, so the Zeke fumble. And again, I understand what they did. I understand why they brought him back out there and why they gave him the next handoff, right? Just forget about it, go back to it. But there are a lot of teams that would, when a guy fumbles like that, they're going to put him on the bench for a series or whatever.
Probably a young guy, though.
Probably. I think Detroit did it with Montgomery a couple of weeks ago. But then again, you know, they have two, you know, premier guys, so you don't even know whether they're benching him or not.
Kalen Carson gave up 18 yards versus AJ on 3rd and 5. He was just beaten by Devontae Smith. I wrote down underthrown, incomplete because of a Micah pass rush. He was beaten, but Micah came up the middle on Hurts and really caused the incompletion. First half, targeted 6 times, 5 completions, 67 yards, a defensive holding, as Bobby said. AJ beat him for 44 in the third quarter. I thought there was a ticky-tack defensive penalty on him with the Wilson touchdown drive. But yeah, the Cowboys coaches had seen enough, and they benched him.
Yeah, and Mukwamu was... I thought Mukwamu was all right. Like, to me, until Bland is back, Mukwamu's the guy who's getting the corner snaps now over Carson. Carson's just not good. And I do have a little bit of a concern of, are you just destroying his confidence? Because right now he does not look confident at all, which has always been one of his calling cards, is he's been very competitive and confident. And even when he, you know, gives up a play, that he'll get right back in there and he'll fight. And those are good aspects. But, man, he was bad yesterday. But I got another big star down, and that's to whoever allowed Dak Prescott to be standing right on the sideline for,
oh my God,
5 players colliding. It, like, you almost had a second injury without him even playing.
Two references to this play. It's going to be cut 7, Peyton, but we need to quiz Peyton to see if he knew any of the references, either from Tony Romo. I'm sure Brad Sham had one. Jim Nantz, with music that we need to put under this. We need to pick the best music to put under what happened with Dak almost getting hurt.
Tolbert in motion to the right. Rush back. Flushed, fumbles. Now the Cowboys are going to recover. Maybe Steele is playing patty cake with it. And now the Eagles got on.
Keystone Cops. That got thrown out there. Did you
say Benny Hill theme. I had that.
People are yelling at Terrence Steele. Just fall on the freaking football. Get down on it. And Dak Prescott almost had his other hamstring completely torn off the bone. Which, by the way, you talk about the calamity around here. Dak told Tracy Wolfson he was surprised they didn't put him on the season-ending IR. They didn't put him on IR. What is the holdup? What is the wait as he's seeing a specialist today to confirm that he will have season-ending surgery?
So if you put him on IR, now the season-ending surgery, that's a completely different thing. But if you put him on IR, which is 4 weeks minimum or whatever it is, the holdup that I'm sure they have there is as soon as he goes on IR, he can't be at practice. He can't sit in the quarterback meeting rooms.
He can't be around the team.
Yeah. And so I think they...
So
they,
dumb.
But you can be suspended for marijuana and still be in the building or around?
You can... I think you can be... In the building, I don't think you can sit in on meetings. Like I just think Dak can be in the meeting. Dak just cannot be at practice, and he wouldn't be allowed to sit in the quarterback meeting room.
But he can go, and he can be in the weight room.
I believe so. Yeah, he can be on the training table. He can be in the facility. He just can't.
Well, they got to sell tours.
Yeah, absolutely. Maybe he gives the tours.
What?
Can you imagine Dak out there hobbling on one leg?
What a stupid rule.
That's so dumb. It's so dumb.
So like, they don't want to lose his presence around. That could be the holdup.
At least for like this first week. I don't know if they were just like, hey, this first week with Cooper getting in there, let's have Dak's eyes and ears and help, have him help out. But yeah, they lose that if he gets put on IR.
Would there be any chance that they just say, screw it, we want him. We so badly want him around Trey every day in the building. Like, we'll sacrifice the roster spot.
I don't think so. I mean, it's possible.
If you're so far out of it, then it doesn't matter.
But I mean, if he has surgery, I think they're going to hang it up.
877-881-1053. Franklin Franco, injury attorney, text line for star up, star down. What else do we have?
Yeah, look, I think a big star down, and you just mentioned him there a few seconds ago, Terrence Steele. Steele was not good in this game.
Was awesome. Richards better than Terrence Steele? Yep.
Yeah.
What happened to Guyton?
See, that's another one of those weird... Like, you know, injuries that we hear during the week of just, this is the second time this has happened with Guyton, where he's been hurt, but there's no indication he's not going to play. He's on the practice report, but then nobody's talking about as if he's not going to go, he's not going to play. And then we get into the game, it's like, oh, he's not here. He's not available, I guess. And so that's the second time this has happened this season with him. So I don't know why they choose to be so secretive with him specifically, but it's been an issue this week. But man, Terrence Steele on the other side did not look good at all. And I'm going to be interested to look back and see who all was good, because as a unit, it felt like they weren't great. But I thought Austin Richards, star up. Like, I think for what he was asked to do, he went out there and he played pretty well. I didn't think it was bad at all. He was more consistent with his hands and his, you know, technique than I've seen Guyton be all year.
Star down, Jalen Tolbert. Tony Romo wanted to basically erase the interception from Trey Lance's stats. Romo was talking about how it looked like Jalen Tolbert was on punt coverage. That's how he went after the football that Trey Lance went down the field. That was Tolbert, right?
Mm-hmm.
He did not look back. He was just running straight down and never turned. And Romo's like, are you going to turn your head? Are you going to rotate the shoulders backwards towards the football? And Tony just mentioned that as just part of another miscommunication that he sees all over this football team. So star down Jalen Tolbert for maybe... costed Trey Lance some more playing time.
Yeah, and it may be a star down to, and I hate to say, I don't want to use the word professionalism, but they have completely checked out. Like some of those little attention to detail situations they had last week and they have this week.
They didn't check out in the first half, at least defensively.
No, they didn't. Defensively, if this team had a shred of offense yesterday, this is a completely different football game. But some of those situations where you're not paying it, you're not turning around to find the ball, you're not falling on the ball, you're in CYA mode. It's a bummer, because that's the point of the season that you're in where you know it's over and they know it's over.
I don't even know that it's that. I think they're just bad. I think they're really bad.
They stink.
I think they're a bad team.
Yeah,
and they're kind of a dumb team at times, and I think it's this is what you get.
Yeah, it felt like yesterday was like one of their smarter games in a while.
Yeah, other than just not falling on a football.
Yeah.
Like, trying to pick it up and run with it.
Like, penalty-wise, how many penalties do you think that they had?
I already see it.
What is it?
5 for 40.
Hey!
Wow.
That's playing a nearly perfect clean game for them.
Philly had 7 for 49, whoa, so you actually did better in the penalty department.
The fan replay brought to you by Ciroc Vodka for Star Up, Star Down in the 6 a.m. Club. We're going to unleash all the calls and your messages on the Odyssey app at 7:20 along with a Tolo ticket giveaway. We want you to win it as part of the 6 a.m. Club, so do not turn the dial. We want you to win that at 7:20. But the reason we're pushing things back a little bit is because of that bright, shiny object that you kind of see. It's orange right now. It's been there for a long time. Jerry says that they know where it's going to be on game day. CeeDee Lamb on the curtains and Micah Parsons on Mike McCarthy. This story is going to be everywhere this morning. We'll play you what happened after the game next on Sean and RJ.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at newbalance.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts!
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.